This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghanistan's Election Commission had good news for President Ashraf Ghani today. He appears set for a second five-year term in office. In the results, 2 months late in coming, the commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September presidential vote, well ahead of the second-place showing for Abdullah Abdullah, who won about 40% of the 1.9 million ballots cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged the commission failed to deal with election fraud. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is sorry for being away while the country was beset with worsening bushfires. Morrison is back in Australia now, and Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticised for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologised, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today under our government are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un has met with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's defense capability. This amid heightened concern the North may return to a confrontation stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what he argues is a policy of hostility toward Pyongyang. And he has warned he is ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is...